your heart this morning. God, we just want to bless you this morning. We just want to bless you this morning and praise you this morning. We're going to do something. Glorify your name. Lord, praise your name this morning, God. Lord, we thank you this morning. God, we know you. Your name is wonderful, and we know your power is mighty. God, bless in every heart and soul this morning. Those that's lost loved ones this week, God, Tony Morgan, his wife, Lord, fell dead. God, bless him and her family both, God. My cousin Wayne, who lost a daughter and a child. God, bless them friends and family. The loved ones, God bless them with heaven this morning. God, Nita and Nan, they need to, Abby and Nan, they need to be in the house of the Lord this morning. God bless them and help them. Lord, we do thank you for Nita and Tommy coming this morning. God bless their heart this morning in a mighty way. God bless them and help them this morning. God, carry them, Jonathan. God, they got needs this morning. Carry and Samuel, Lord, bless them and help them this morning, God. God, we praise you. Thank you. Bless Brother Ed and Miss Judy, Lord. They got something holding them up this morning, something that's hindering them, Lord. Bless them and help them, God. God, we thank you. Praise you, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise you, Lord. Lord, don't let nothing come between us here at the little church. Don't let nothing fall that's going to cause us to have any strife or anger. Lord, to keep us together in unity in the body of Christ, in the spirit of Christ, and in the spirit of humbleness, and the fruits of the spirit, love, peace, and joy, and meekness, and long-suffering, temperance, kind, patient. Always, God, that you see fit. Bless our visitors, God. Bless them. Come to the house of God. Be in the house of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Praise the good Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the good Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Well, I tell you, get out there and go on amongst people. Things that seem like people just so determined and go the wrong way. There's a young man down there that I don't know what to call his name. None of y'all probably know him anyway. But he bought a house from us a while back. And he's tattooing himself up. He looks like he just painted on loose. When I first met him, he had his arm done. And when I went back and talked to him again, he had his other arm done. When I went back and talked to him again, he had his front done. When I went back and talked to him again, his whole back is done. He just tattooed all over like he's just painting on the wall or something. He don't like to wear nothing but shorts. He won't wear no shirt on. And he just likes to paint it all over. I don't understand it. Praise the Lord. People just want something different from what God's given them. I don't know what it is. Praise the Lord. I don't need to alter nothing that God's given me unless it's for the better, unless it's for the good, unless it's for what God wants. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's me. I can't afford them tattoo parlors no way. They talk like these people making billions of dollars every year now. Huh? Bob Pearson tattoo used to be nothing to it, but now they're making billions of dollars every year. There's something like that place down on the main drag at Myrtle Beach. That fellow, he was doing like $300,000 worth of season, and he's gonna live like 6 months of the year or something down there, whatever it is. $300,000 in 6 months, I believe I could retire. That is the Lord. But let's pray for our people. You know, you love them, they just need to be saved as all. Praise the Lord. You quit stuff like that, you get your heart right with the Lord. Praise the Lord. What page you got in this pen?
100.
Praise the Lord. You headed upwards. You on an upward road.
not a downward road. This highway of holiness that Isaiah talked about leads upward. Amen. On the mountain tops of glory. Praise the Lord. Who's looking down this morning? Amen. Anybody? We'll stop and have special prayer right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. I feel like doing some special prayer this morning, don't you? I tell you, I feel like it's a special opportunity to be in the house of God. Brother Robert Lee used to call it, thank you, Lord. He said, thank God for the golden opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We got something worth more than gold this morning. Amen. If I was up there trying to be part of that stock market, I might lose all your money if you invested in me. Praise the Lord. Huh? They deal and dabble with gold and money and all kind of stuff up there. But I tell you one thing, you don't lose and did your investment with God. You don't lose. Amen. You gain. Praise the Lord. We in this thing to win. Amen. Praise the Lord. What you got, Miss Pat? 358. I'm going to take up the tithes and offering while I get this song started. If you got something you want to give, I know the Lord bless you for it.
again, but this is here talking about when you come to get me. That's the moment. But I tell you what, every way that everybody works, he who will not leave you, praise the Lord. I tell you, if you serve the Lord, he ain't gonna leave you. If you go by the way of the grave, he ain't gonna leave you if it comes busting through the eastern clouds. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, motivation is this morning is serving God. The main motivation is going to Him. And this flesh ain't going to hurt the kingdom of God. It ain't going to hurt Him. It ain't going to do it. The Spirit has to be born again. Our lesson is on that this morning. You can't get this fleshly side of things saved. It ain't possible. The flesh has to die daily. You revive daily in the Spirit when you serve God. You live God for God in the Spirit. He said, Paul said this flesh, it has to die daily. But under God, you live life to live. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You live to serve God for that eternal life. The Spirit is going to inherit eternal life, not the body. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Huh? Keep the Spirit dying daily. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel like I've been doing some of that this week. Well, I tell you, that other song looks good on that page 359. Y'all, let's sing that. Praise the Lord. Huh? Y'all ain't in a hurry, are you? Praise the leaning on the everlasting arms. Don't ever come to church with the idea you got to be back home in 30 minutes. Praise the Lord. Try to set aside 3 hours. Praise the Lord. Think through the clock and trash can. Bless it, Pansy. You know what? You're saving about the clock. Praise the Lord. That one preacher used to come, that's all he'd say. The clock, the clock, the clock. I wish he'd take his on her nerve. I tell you what, the clock goes to trash can. Praise the Lord. When it comes to serving God, though, the clock the trash can. 24 hours a day, supposed to be people belong to God when you serve God. Praise the Lord. When you serve God 24 hours a day, supposed to be, can I hear somebody say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tell you what, if you serve God an hour a day, 30 minutes at a time, Sister Lisa, if you got increments, where you say, now, I'm going to serve God this little while this morning, but when I get on that job, I'm going to put up both fists. Anybody miss me on that job today? You can't serve God like that.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing this song. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
strength to walk this fearful way. Amen.
I tell you, it seems like it gets sweeter every day. Amen. No matter what the trials, no matter what the troubles and the temptations, no matter what may come your way, God can make a way. I told my nephew, my cousin Wayne, I said, them girls come before me in the past week or so. I said, I knew something was going to happen. I didn't know what it was. But when God shows you something, he don't show you everything all the time. I just seen part of what he was trying to show me, or what he was showing me. And when God shows you something like that, that means God is in control. God's in it. Amen. He takes people when he gets ready to take them. Not, now, sometimes you can pray it off of it. I said, Sister Lisa's car came before me one night. And I said, Lord, don't take Sister Lisa. I said, God, we need her around the church, you know. And she's still here today. Praise the Lord. I don't know if that stopped the Lord or what. But pray for me if you see me flash before your eyes. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God, you can change God's mind. God's got a mind that can be changed. God's got a mind. But there's times when you can't change the mind of God. And there wasn't nothing I could do for them girls. And boy, that sister, she's the oldest one. I think she's about 23. Well, she's just crying. She'll never do that so hard to cry. But God's in control. I told them they had to look to the Lord and look up. I said, God's in it. What else can you tell them? You can't tell them God ain't got nothing to do with it or whatever. Or make them feel that God ain't got nothing to do with it. Praise the Lord. You got to tell it like God gives it to you. You can't change it. Praise the Lord. That's why I like the King James Version. I don't think nothing 30 years old. That Bible ain't changed in 300 years. Praise the Lord. Let's see with old ways. Let's see with God's ways. God's way. All right, let's see what we've got in Sunday school lesson. Our lesson is found in John chapter 3 and 1 John chapter 5. Found on page 65 in the Sunday school book, page 65. Lesson number 10. Now, Sister Lisa, I've been talking about this book since the thing started. Biblical questions, biblical answers, important questions, biblical answers. Well, I'll tell you what, I've had a hard time restraining myself in the spirit. Praise the Lord. I want to go on and on with this book. We might cancel the next subscription. Just start all over at the beginning of this one and go back through it again. What do you think? This is important. It says important questions and biblical answers. This is stuff that you need to know. It's stuff that I need to know. Praise the Lord. When somebody come up with you with a question, you're supposed to have the answer when it comes to the Bible. Praise the Lord. Anybody feel like they're 100% on that? Praise the Lord. I can't remember a scripture like I want to. Can you? I can't quote a scripture like I want to. Can you? Praise the Lord. I wish God would open up my mind. My understanding and give me the wisdom and the remembrance and all I need that I could do everything just like he wants me to. And I know God wants you to. He said that him that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And boy, I tell you, that hunger and thirst, you have to grow. You have to do a lot of growing to get to that. Jesus wants us to be like him with God.
He spoke some of them disciples. He said, I don't even have a place to lay my head. He said, you can follow me if you want to. When you get to the point where you're so busy for God, you ain't even got a place to live no more. Now you can say you follow God right where he wants you at, I believe. Paul does the same thing. He said, we travel about with no regular place to stay. No regular family members to visit and see and call on every day. He said, we do it. We live in caves. Didn't say it. Caves and tents. And they're not in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. Whew, hallelujah. That makes me want to grow this morning, don't you? Praise the Lord. Don't that give you a little hunger this morning to do something for God? I tell you, who would have said I need the Word of God more than my food, my necessary food? David, praise the Lord. I tell you, we need to hunger, thirst, and fast. Praise the Lord. With that hunger, I reckon that would be part of the fasting. But when you fast, you better be praying. I tell you that. You can't fast and be clear. You better be fasting and praying, not fasting and playing. They said it was feasting and playing now, but if you fast, then you sure better not be playing. Because them hungry heads come on you. God, Lord, you want to go and dig something out of the refrigerator. You've got two more days to go. That's the Lord. You say, Lord, I'm going to fast 3 days. I got something I really need. And I know it's according to your will that we're fasting and praying. I'm going to fast and pray this 3 days. And you ain't even prayed the first day that you're fasting. That hungry headache can hit you right there. If you want to go and dig out them cornflakes. Praise the Lord. But let's go on with the lesson. Have you got your Bibles open to John chapter 3? Look at the first two verses. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Praise the Lord. Now we're talking about Nicodemus. This here first two verses ain't in our lesson. We're talking about a man of God. He is of the Pharisees. That was the strictest sect there was in that day, the Pharisees. And the same came to Jesus. I tell you, folks, you can be a ruler, you can be a leader, you can be a high-powered figure in the community, politics and stuff. You can have money down at the bank enough to be on the board of trustees and everything else. But you have got to come to Jesus. Amen. There ain't no way around it. Sister Dana, I don't care who you are. Doctors, lawyers, the judge, whoever it is. I can't name none of them up there, the governors and all of them. I don't know half the lawyers and judges around Longburg. I can't name the governor and the senators and all them, but I ain't telling them. I know I don't know them. But you got to realize who Jesus is. Thou art come from God. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God. You got to know Jesus for who he is. You got to believe in him. The miracle that thou doest. Except God be with him. See, folks, this is what I'm telling you about the King James Bible. This here was what was passed down. This is what was passed down. I know it was translated 600 some years ago for English speaking people. I know it was. It was translated from Greek Hebrew. You don't speak Greek, do you? I don't speak Greek. So why not want something else that was translated since then? It was translated for English speaking people to start with. It didn't have to be translated 10 more times, 25 more times. You see, they got amplified version.
They got standard version. They got English version. They got a simplified version. They got a New King James version. I don't need no New King James. Give me the old one. Praise the Lord. And I'll have what I need. Praise the Lord. I want something to come from Jesus. Unless I come to Jesus, that's what I want. Same that came to Jesus. I want something to come from Jesus. I don't want to live. Just the baby you want to read for us. Read that. John 3:4-5.
Jesus actually said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said unto him, "After man be born, when he is old, can he enter the second time through his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
John, you want to read? Read that 6, 7, 8. Except a man be born again. That's one of the biggest things people don't want to hear. You tell a grown man he's 40 years old, 50 years old, a grown man, and he's already a ruler. You heard him say Nicodemus a ruler of the Jews. He's already a big time political figure. He's a ruler over the people, over the church. Back in that day, the church was the law giver, was the law enforcers. They were the ones that implicated the law. They were the law. You went to them when you broke the law. You stood before Nicodemus in the Sanhedrin court. He was part of the rulers of the Jews. You see? And here Jesus said, telling him, "You must be born again." Can you imagine that? I say, "Pray for that boy out there in Laurel Hill." He's old bloody now, 40 years ago, and he knows him in the church. And he's in there studying Greek and Hebrew, and boy, he's on the website and he's on the internet, and he's pulling up this and he's punching on that and liking this and he's trying to learn that and all, you know. He's in there talking Greek and Hebrew and trying to tell them Greek and Hebrew. I told him, I said, "Man, I said, what you need to do is obey God." And he looked at me almost like this here. You know, just kind of, I'm emphasizing a little bit. But he looked at me like, "You the one ain't saved in this deal." That's what he's saying. Like, "You the one ain't where you need to be in this deal." I said, "I always think I need the King James Version." I said, "I don't need Greek Hebrew. I don't speak Greek Hebrew." I said, "What would I look like going trying to teach everybody in Greek Hebrew? And they don't know what I'm saying." You got to tell them what you said and go back and explain. That's what the English Version was for to start with. And you want to go back to the Texas Receptus and all that. I don't need no Texas Receptus. Praise the Lord. Almost like I need to take J.D. They didn't teach me Greek and Hebrew when I was coming up. They taught me English. Them Spanish people get over here, I talk a little Spanish, Taco Bell and beef and burrito and stuff. I like to get some of that sauce and burritos. Praise the Lord. How can a man be born when he is old? That's what they got in their mind when you tell them you got to be saved. You got to be born again. You got to get your heart right with God. Well, tell us, say, what you do is give this flesh to God too, but it dies there. You got to give your body got to be a living sacrifice. Try to make it as holy and acceptable unto God as possible. But your spirit is what we're going to get to. Which is born of the sixth, which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not, you must be born again. Praise the Lord. Amen. God wants your soul saved. God wants to deliver your soul. He wants to deliver your soul. Your body's got a certain amount of deliverance that comes to being saved. But if your body can be a 100% deliverance, when you die, this corruption has got to take on incorruption. So this mortal has got to take on immortality. When Jesus split him up, he said, Scott, if you still stand here, and I hope I am, and I hope you're ready when he does, but you're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. See, he's going to set that soul, separate you from that body. And that's going to give you a good body. Amen. If you're reading Luke or whatever, right about chapter 20, he said, you've been made like and equal unto the angels. Praise the Lord. Anybody ever seen an angel? Praise the Lord, one in heavenly beings. When you see a heavenly being, you will know that's a heavenly being. They come down just as white, clear, and glowing. You will know a heavenly being when you see one. You won't have no second doubts, no guessing. They'll come down, and it's like a pure light shining. It's like a pure light. They might know what do you call it? Lights, remote balance lights. They're not going to do lights. It ain't like the LEDs you got now. It ain't like the old light bulb style. Oh, this here's like a heavenly light that comes down. Don't nobody ever tell you, if you ever said anything, you don't have to have the light of the world. It's somewhere about Luke 20. He said that we made light unto the angels. He said, verse 6, he said, that is born of the flesh, flesh, that is born of the spirit, spirit, spirit. Except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You see that in verse 5? He is born of the water and spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Is that not what that said? Did I read that right? You got to be, your spirit has got to be right with God. There ain't no way you can go to heaven in your spirit in contrast, in opposition to God. There ain't no way. He said that the spirit in which spirit. Except the man be born of water and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I can't change that if I read it 1,000 times. These nuts out here with these biblical doctors and Bible scholars and all rewrite the Word of God. Indeed, going about teaching it, they're going to burn, they're going to fry because they're going to teach it the wrong thing. I don't mind telling you, if they're teaching the wrong Bible, they're teaching the wrong God. Praise the Lord. They're teaching that you can live a life of sin. You can live like the devil and go to heaven. You can't live like the devil and go to God's heaven. Luke chapter 20 and verse 36. Neither can they die anymore. For they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Luke chapter 20 and 36. Neither can they die anymore. You're going to die one time. And if the Lord splits them into the skies, you're going to change in the twinkling of an eye. You won't even feel the sting of death. You'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. You won't have time to feel it. For they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. That's part of your salvation.
being resurrected from this body, being made equal unto the angels of God. Praise the Lord. Huh? Don't you want to be an angel one day? Praise the Lord. What Abraham seen the angels coming across that desert, coming across that sand, I believe the Bible says he ran to meet them. Praise the Lord. If you won't walk around with no angels, if you won't get your heart right with God, your faith in your heart, your relationship with God is right. You won't run from no angels. You'll run to greet them. You'll run to meet them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read some forth John 8:6 and say 9 p.m. 11:12.
Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we know, we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you?
Maybe you want to read, bring that 13th verse to the text. Now that's some of the same questions that people got that they have in their mind today. How can you live like that? How can these things be? That's what they think to say. They say that today. How can you live like you do? How can these things be? Are y'all sure y'all living according to the commandments of God? Are y'all sure you're doing this like you're supposed to? How can these things be? People's got it in their heart now. That crowd ain't living like they say they are up there. That bunch of hypocrites. Huh? That's what they called me. I know they called me that. Praise the Lord. That's all right. Let them call me hypocrites. They called Jesus a fine people when they hypocrite. The whole thing is. They called me. They said, thou art a son of the devil. He said, if the devil is divided with himself, his house cannot stand. Huh? He went and turned it right on. God's going to take your word. He's going to take your life. He's going to take your question. And that's what's going to prosecute you when you stand before the judgment seat of God. He's going to take your lifestyle, not what I'm doing. You can call me a hypocrite all you want to. But when I get to heaven, he said, Pastor, you ain't gonna slow down. Huh? They gonna stand up. They gonna stand up and go, I thought he was a hypocrite. I thought he was a hypocrite. Said this people must be keeping the commandments of God. He said, those that love me will keep my commandments. Those that love me. Praise the Lord. Well, if you love God, you're going to try to serve God in the beauty of holiness. Not in the beauty of the way you think it ought to be done.
That's right.
Not in the beauty of the way the preaching, the teaching, I don't know what you want to call all the conferences' names. Praise the Lord. I told one Baptist man, I said, you can live like the Baptist if you want to, as long as John the Baptist, they cut his head off for teaching the bits of the man. Teaching the commandments, not against them, but teaching against what they were doing, teaching the commandments of God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, folks, Jesus answered and said to him, thou art a master. And he's going to say the same thing to them. He said, thou art the master, the pastor, thou art the preacher. You've been the state moderator. You've been the overseer in that conference. This is what I like. Verse 11. That word verily, verily, that's the same thing as truly, truly, surely, surely. And he doubles up on it. He says it twice. He don't say it just one time. He says, honestly, honestly is what he's saying. I say unto thee, honestly, honestly now, listen to me. That's what he's saying. I'm trying to explain it to you. That's what he's doing. I want you to focus on what I'm fixing to tell you. That's what he's saying. Truly, truly, listen, honestly, honestly. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. We speak that we do know. You see, we testify that we have what we have seen. Not secondhand. This ain't something that was passed down from the people over there across the creek. This here was passed down from the people, and ye receive not our witness. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it makes you feel bad. You can't get people to come. Your children, your grandchildren. You love to see them in saved, serving God, praising God, singing in the church. Coming to help clean up. Clean up day, painting day, washing day, whatever. We can't have nothing more. The more we get so old, we need some children. We need a little young people. I think it's hard for me to do what I do. Now, a lot of this stuff is what I call extra now because it's extra hard to get it all done. But this year, you see, Anita, this here was handed down. Just like you go to school and you get the history book. You get the social studies book. And you read about Alexander the Great. Or you read of some of the other old historians in social studies and history. Some of the other teachers that the teachers. This here was handed down for the soul of a man. Not just for the record of a man. A lot of stuff that you learn in school is good, except for evolution, math, and history and stuff. But they teach you things that happened a couple thousand years ago, according to what the Greeks and the Romans done, that type of thing, in medieval days, and that type of thing. But they don't teach this in school. When I went to school, you read scripture in the morning, pray. They would say that Star Spangled Banner. They would say the allegiance to the flag, that type of thing. Now everybody's so offended by everything, you can't even say Jesus no more. They want to rile, you know, put them rile, and roar, and rile, and everything else. I'll tell you what. So as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Sister Lisa, they won't want to give God credit now. They don't want to give Jesus credit. They don't want to lift up his name. They want to lift up what I'm doing. You look at you and see what I'm doing. I don't talk about what I'm doing. You look at me, well, I'm done. I've got it. I'm going. I'm running on. Yes. They don't want to recognize Jesus. They don't want to lift up the name of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. 15. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You serve the Lord. That means you serve the Lord. There's some consequences coming for folks that won't yield to God. Not today, sir. It ain't God's fault. It ain't God's will that no man should perish. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's not God's will. It's your will, what you do with your soul, what you do in this life. It's your will to serve God or go the wrong way. God ain't good for me to know all. Boy, you get up here and you get that altar and you get saved and you stay there and you get saved and pray through it. God didn't drag me that way. Sure didn't. But he gave me a choice one day. And I'll tell you something. God knocks on your heart. You better make the right decision. Because when God gets to talk to thee and dealing with you, you are gone to the highest power you can get. Praise the Lord. You can't get to the higher power than what God got this morning. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. It don't get no sweeter than serving Jesus. Sister, if you read that on page 69, that John 5, 11, 12, and 13. 1 John 5, 11, 12, 13.
Can I be served
about my salvation. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, your spirit's got to be cleaned up, sister Lisa. Your inside, that inner man, that you take that inner man out of your body, and you know what's going to happen to your body? It's going to fall down to the ground. You take that inner soul, that inner spirit out of a man, and your body's free. Your body's free. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. A lot of people got the idea that there ain't got to be no kind of transformation. There ain't got to be nothing done. You just get saved, I'm saved, and go on about your business. Live like you've been living, and do like you've been doing. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Boy, love, we run on right here where holiness. You know why? Holiness means pure, purity. It means righteousness. Boy, we get to talking about purity and righteousness and holiness. A lot of them often look ahead and run the other way. Let's look at one more place in our quiz. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But when you get saved, you'll be born again. You'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things will be passed away, and behold, all things become new. You'll have a new outlook on life. You'll have a new way of living. You'll have a new idea that comes from God. It won't be coming after what you feel the more, or after what you think the more, or after your will. You'll want to follow God. He said to follow him. Jesus, that's what he told all the disciples. He said, follow me. Put that mess down and follow me. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Ain't that what it says? Well, we forget just how God, just how sincere these scriptures are. If we didn't come to church like we're supposed to, be faithful to be here on prayer meeting night and Sunday night, they ain't no telling how much of the studies and how much of the Bible scripture that you would forget then. That all things are of God who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given us into the ministry of reconciliation. Didn't I tell you all the other week this was a word of reconciliation? God has given to us a ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses in them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We're supposed to be teaching the word of reconciliation. That's what you're doing, is trying to get them out of a life of sin, get them transferred from a life of sin into a life of righteousness, not imputing their trespasses unto them. You ain't supposed to tell them you're a liar, you're a sinner, you ain't worth nothing, you're just an old dead dog. You don't talk to people like that. You dead in your sin. They refer to the dog returning to the bone. But let me tell you something, folks. You ain't supposed to teach people to work up. You let them know that God's reconciliation is deliverance. It is deliverance. Reconciliation delivers. And his aim is to deliver you, is to transfer you out of the life of sin, to put you into a life of righteousness, and serving him in true holiness. Amen? There's too much false holiness out there. They call it true holiness, but it ain't. If you ain't keeping God's word, living according to God's word, and being faithful to God through his word and by his word, you ain't being faithful to true holiness. Praise the Lord, it's up on the name Holiness Offer of Churches. Putting up fads. Putting up something else. Changing from holiness. You can't change from holiness. I don't care what your name is, what your title is. Praise the Lord. Amen. I heard one fellow say one time it was holiness or it was hell. Oh. Praise the Lord. Let's see who's got a birthday this week. What about it? Anybody got a birthday this week? Anybody got another year older? What about an anniversary? Anybody having a happy anniversary this week? No happy anniversaries? No birthdays? Alright, we'll sing our dropping penny song. If you got some pennies you want to have put in the jar, if the little children will come and get them. Praise the Lord. Teach them to have a giving heart. Share. You know, you share. Yeah. I had five brothers and sisters, so we had to share. Praise the Lord.
Oh, we didn't have a big picture,
that little child. Yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all want to sing us one, Sister Lisa, before we go into the preaching, the message. Y'all sing us one over here. Sister Pam. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. That's Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. When you find it, you look that in. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you will, turn over to Mark, chapter 5, starting with verse 6. That's Mark, chapter 5, starting with verse 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." Now that was talking about Legion. I didn't mention Legion earlier. I thought he was going to get to my message, but that was talking about Legion when we recognize who Jesus was. In the last place of Scripture is Acts, chapter 19, starting with verse 11. That's Acts, chapter 19, and verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, who took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." And there were seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Now I was reading some other scripture, and the Lord kind of got laying it on my heart about let your little light shine. You know, Sister Lisa. And y'all help me out this morning because I could take it for allergy medicine. I'm all stepped up again. But the Lord can help me. But that was what the Lord laid on my heart this week, was let your light shine. When Jesus stepped off that boat, and at the time he stepped off the boat, Legion said, "You're the Son of God." That was the first thing he said. So that he recognized him. Time he stepped his foot off the boat, and he knew who he was. And he said, "I beg you not to torment me." But the thing about it is, Sister Ethel, he knew him straight away. He already knew him. You know, and then when the seven sons of Sceva were trying to cast out devils, the devil said, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. I said, "Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but I don't know who you are." Yeah, y'all help me out this morning. I'm feeling a block. And I know it's just the devil trying to hear a message. So y'all pray for me and help me out here. But, you know, Sister Lisa, I think the light should shine. He said it was just a little light, but it shone, and everybody in the house could see it, Sister Ethel. You got to shine where you let the devil see it. Sister Lisa, the devil should always know where you are.
Bless
I'm sorry, I've been asking help so much, but I've been here. I want the Lord to help me.
Yes, that's right.
You know, what the devil's desire to do is to stifle that light out.
Right.
You know, and sometimes the way he does that, Sister Dana, is to get your mind on somewhere else,
right,
to get you depressed and upset about things that's happening and how things ain't going our way. How we thought it was going to work out like this, but it ain't worked out that way. And how we've been faced with trial after trial after trial. Sister Lisa, here lately, all the messages seem like it's been about trials. Because that's what we've been going through. We've had problem after problem after problem. If it ain't this, it's that. I mean, it's like, Sister Ethel, we get out of a trial and we get another one. Or we still in a trial and get in another one. You got financial issues, we got family issues, we got friend issues, we got job issues. We got issues everywhere. And sometimes it's easy to not tend to that light. That's just like the five foolish virgins. I don't necessarily believe that they were out there and they meant to go unprepared. Sometimes I think, Sister Lisa, what if they got we face so many things sometimes where it's just like, Lord, this is so depressing.
Right.
Yes. This is so depressing. When my cousin was healed, I was thinking, Lord, I said, I wonder if she had time to pray. Mm-hmm. I wonder if anybody ever talked to her about praying.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people now, since Ethel, they're saved already. Yeah. You know, a lot of people just think they're saved. And people, and you want to ask because you want to know.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, Lord, I just wonder. Because it gives my mind peace just to Ethel to know. But most people don't think. See, it's a dimming light because it said in the last days it's been hard for women. It's been few and far between. Sister, because we're wise now. This generation is wise. They think if they can create these different things and do these different things and build these 24,000 feet tall buildings, if they can do all this, they can get around going to heaven, going to hell. It ain't that way, sister. Listen, it ain't gonna work that way. So that dimming light, because we're few, there's not many of us gonna hold it. The foundation and hold it firm. There's not many of us gonna do it to that light. Get still every now and again, because you have people falling by the wayside. He said, some of the seeds, they fell on rocks and they didn't grow. Some of them fell on thorns and they were choked out. Some of them fell on dry ground. He said, but there are a few that fell on that soft ground.
Fellowship hall and stuff, and he said he was getting some material stuff in.
and get ready for the camp meeting at the end of June, the week of July 4th. So he said to be praying for them, and I told him to pray for us. So let's remember all the requests that were given in early too. And let's pray and ask God that we'll be on the right side. You know, sometimes when you fight the devil, you feel like the wind hitting them like them boys that was fighting. Said they were vagabonds. And that's not the future. They were on the wrong side. But let's make sure we're on the right side. Sometimes it's just that things don't sound right because people are discerned. You can't discern spiritual with the flesh that discerns. You've got to have spiritual discernment. But let's pray and ask God to let us get by. To try to help somebody, to be a light to somebody. That our light will shine and they'll see something about Jesus in our life. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Lord, we thank you this morning, God. Every word of God. Lord, we praise you and thank you, God. We know it's a fight, God. Lord, we know it's a struggle. It's a trial and a situation. Seems like all the time. Different subjects, different matters and problems, God. Lord, we know that you can make the way, Lord, and use us to be the way maker, Lord. And with your help, your blessings in our life. God, we know things can be accomplished for the will of God and the glory of God. Help us, Lord, that our light shine, that we'll be on the right side when it's all said and done, God. We know that some means it for evil, but Lord, help us to mean it for good. God, help us to be on the good side. Help us to be on the good side of God, God. And be a blessing to our people, our loved ones. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to be on the right side. For the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, bless all the gifts that we give you. Lord, bless our blessing. God, help us to be a blessing. Lord, help us to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus. God, help us.
We certainly appreciate everybody coming this morning. It seems like it's been a blessing being in the house of God. I tell you, it's like Sister Amy said, we need to be in the house of God. Amen. I know you can't live in the house of God 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. But if the Spirit's willing, you know what I'm saying? If the Spirit's willing, you can get everything accomplished with God. The Spirit's got to be with us. God knows how to deal with us and work with us. He knows we live in it. He does. We got to have rest for these bodies and food, clothes, shelter and stuff. He knows all that. Come on, brother. Negative. But let's stay as close to God as we can every day. Amen. The closer you stay to God, the better it'll be. Lord bless me, God. She's got a need this morning, Lord. God, she's got a need, and you know all about it this morning, God. You know the heart, the soul, and you know the life of this precious soul, God. Bless her, God. God, we know there's a need, Lord. But God, we know that you can fix it, Lord.
God, we know that you just send her a blessing this morning, God, that comes straight out of the floor. That comes straight out of heaven this morning, God. Bless her, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, help her. God, give her just what she needs this morning, God. God, give her everything she needs, Lord. And bless her, help her, God. God, don't hold no good thing from this morning, God. God bless her, Lord. She's been such a big blessing. Her family and friends and everyone around her, God, they know how sweet she is, Lord. Such a blessing, God. God, help her in the name of Jesus. Deliver her, Lord, this morning from what holds her back, God, and sets her back, God. Help her, God, to have the freedom, the surgery, and the beauty of holiness, God. God, we know you're the way maker this morning, God. You can make a way, Lord. No man can work. Make a way, God. No man can hinder the work of God. In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, ever, God. Lord, we thank you this morning, God. Lord, we thank you this morning, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Praise the Lord.
Surrender. That's what you fear is to surrender. Don't worry about things you think's got to change. You worry about God. He'll work it out. And he's a problem fixer. We can't fix it, but God can fix it. We can't do nothing about it, but God can.
You don't know me, tell them you got to run to God. After they're working, they'll see a friend. And I'm asking God to help me, but I don't know what to say. I'm asking come into my heart and forgive me. I just don't feel anything.
Are you believing, honey?
Yeah,
just take faith.
I believe
in God. If tears are saying you feel something new.
You've got a contrite spirit. God can work with a broken
heart. He's every one of the dearest.
I think what's blocking you, though, is there's things blocking you. You got to forget about things that might have to change. Forget that. Do what you got to do. God does the work. Christians will work. We don't expect a miracle overnight with some things. You have to throw in. And God can fix it. God can fix it. Don't let things block you. You know, you got to just let your mind go free. Don't worry about things changing. Worry about God changing things.
No, what would be there, really do? I just listen to Christian music now. And then you see the idea of singing and saying, yeah. For church. I just don't know what to do. And I keep instinct all about this. I'm so afraid of God. And I asked Dana, I said, please wait on me this morning. Let me follow you. She's already gone, but I just asked God to say, please help me. Help me to make it to church because I feel like I'm going to die.
You've got to believe that you can be born again. You got to walk by faith. You got to believe in God in your heart, soul, not in your mind. You certainly with your mind, but you got to believe in your heart.
He wants to save you. And God is right.
The devil ain't trying to do anything to hinder you from going again.
It's the trick of the end.
It's the trick
of the end. He don't want you to serve God. No, you're not. The Lord sees his heart's contrite. And long as you're crying, God's praying with you. That's the tears, I can't understand your tears. I don't know your heart, but God does. God understands every tear that falls. He knows you. He knows you by name. He knows every hair that's on your head, sister Nathan. He alone can fix it. And we're back good. Anything the church can do to help you. We're going to be here to pray for you, help you, have faith with you that God can fix it. Don't worry about stuff, the world. Just worry about what God, he can make things right.
God can do
that. How do you feel when you truly get saved?
Well, you're going to have, it's going to feel like a whole, it's going to be like this church was on top of you and it lifted you up. And everything's been washed. And you're clean, like good clean clothes, a good clean smell, a good clean feel. You just feel light and free. And tears are cleansing. You just, the devil is working with your mind. It's a mind battle you're going through with. It's not, it's mine. And he told me it's everybody's mind. Even Christian's mind, he told me. Because he works through your mind. He gets to your mind and he gets to your heart. But you got a good heart. You always have a good heart. Your family's they're good hearted people. So you're from a good heritage. You got a good heritage behind you. So all you got to do is look forward. It's just the trick of the enemy trying to confuse you. As long as you're crying, God's working with you. It's a contrite spirit. He loves a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's what he told David. Even all blunders we make, God still can fix it. He's the fix it man. I can't fix it. If I could, I'd fix it for you. I'd do anything in my power right now for you. But it's a mind battle. You got to get your mindset. Don't worry about, I don't know exactly how to say what I need to say to you, but it's you're worried about things that's got to change, I feel like. That's the best way I can say it. Don't worry about things changing. You worry about God. All you need is God. And he'll change things for you. We can't change things. But God can fix it. You'll never understand how he's going to do so fast.
I can tell by the way he dressed this morning he did it before. I didn't have to ask if you needed God. I didn't have to say if you needed God. You know what it is. You got to accept God. You let him do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. I'm telling you. You're not going to get it all done overnight.
might not get it done before the end of the year. I don't know. It might take years. I don't know that name. But you've got to put God out there and let Him lead the way and follow you. You ain't the Lord. You ain't the Lord. You never will do it. You got to let Him do it. I don't care how big the situation is, or how small, if it's cigarettes or drinking or whatever. You got to let God go right on up to the biggest things. Right on all the way, you got to follow Jesus all the way. You got to accept Him. You got to accept Him. You got to accept Him. But who He is and what He is, and let Him lead you. Let Him be in the family. You have an appointment where you've got to surrender to God.
It's been a
long time. Accept God by faith.
You're under all the time from which have been a long time since I've seen
it. You come up to the right place.
Yeah.
You're heading in the right direction. You just got to give it to the Lord to say. You walk by faith,
that.
Not by sight.
Don't worry about a feeling. No. It ain't always just by faith, but it's by faith.
It ain't a magic tree. It ain't something from a hocus pocus and everything's going to pop out there before you. It's walking by faith.
When Elijah went before the prophets, everybody was expecting earthquakes, strong winds, big boys. He just
He wasn't in the hurricane. He wasn't in the big storm.
He may not turn some sets. He may not walk a few scriptures through. He's working with you. He's working with you. Deeply, strongly.
Yes.
You chose him. And you will surrender. God's going to get you. He's going to fix it. Because God's already chosen, but He won't let you go. He keeps taking. And He knows how it works. Makes these tough situations we all have. But God's always there for us. We can't make it without.
He said, if you believe in your heart, and you got the point where that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Walk right there. And let him do everything. You will know what God makes you want to do. He'll let you know. You'll never let God want you go. You'll have to follow Him.
It's just like holding on to anything else. It's not where you at, it's where He's at.
Mm-hmm.
And He'll get you where He wants you at. You want to be somewhere where there's no comfort zone in serving God. There's going to be troubles and trials, situations, even serving God. But God will be with you. He'll be the one holding you there. You want something you can hold to. But you let God hold you, and you have the right hold on things. See, I can't do it myself. My hands ain't strong enough. I'm not big enough. I can't do it, and I never was able to. You got to let Him do it. While you're holding on to Him, He's holding on to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
It's coming.
We
got to say,
Lord, you got to get your heart and mind made up. I'm going on with Jesus. I'm going on with Jesus. I'm going on with Jesus. I'm going on with Jesus.
He's
got to
work for you. And He's going to fix it so good.
Mm-hmm.
You won't
have
any
more fear.
He'll
be
perfect.
You don't know what God can do. Yeah. Let Him have control. You trust Him and have faith and believe that He's going to fix things. He can set you free.
So He went to see Abraham and offer Isaac. He's on his knees. just won't protect his family. Yeah. But he had him on the altar and the sword thrown. When God seen what the faith Abraham had, he said, there's a ram in the people. Mm-hmm. Your ram's in the people. Your ram's in the people. Just believe and have faith in God. He'll show you. He'll take you. Might be just like Abraham thought. That look how long he had to wait for Isaac. And then God was going to take you. But God said, no, there's a ram in the people. You show me your faith. And he'll fix it.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's still working. God's still moving. God's still real this morning. I tell you, God ain't short on what we need this morning. Amen. God can make a way. He can open up the seas for you to walk through. You know good well He can open up your life. Or He can come in and make a way. He opened the sea for Moses and every child of Israel, every one of them. Some say it was a million and a half, some talk like they were 3 or 4 million, some talk like they were 5 million. There were 400 year gap there where they didn't even hear nothing. So they could have been 7 million, I don't know, 400 years. But I'm going to tell you something, fucking God can make a way.
Yes, He can.
You feel right through the gap. Amen. It might not be the Red Sea, but God will make the way, He'll part the way for you to come through.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. He parts the way for me to come through every service. I don't know what I'm going to get up and say, what I'm going to do. I study a lot of my lessons and stuff, but it don't always come out just like you think it's going to come out. God gives you some stuff right on the spot. Amen. He said, if you'll be a willing vessel, He'll put the words in your mouth. He told Jeremiah, I believe, was it? Don't you worry about it. He said, I'm just a child. I'm not. Jeremiah wasn't even grown. He said, who am I? I'm just a child. He said, you open your mouth, I'll tell you. He said, I put the word in your mouth. Praise the Lord.
And
He'll give you feet to walk on, too. He'll give you ground to walk on, and He'll help you keep right on going. Praise the Lord. Why do you think I'm here tonight, this evening? Praise the Lord. I thought I'd have been gone. God can give me 15 more years so far. I believe He's going to give me a few more. I'm going to keep right on going. Amen. Who feel like to be in church this morning beside me? Praise the Lord. Who feel like saying praise the Lord beside me?
Praise
the Lord. Who feel like saying thank God beside me? Praise the Lord. Thank God for being in church.
Praise God.
Now you see what I'm saying when it comes to the house of God. You need to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. If it is a service, don't last but 30 minutes. Let's praise God while we're here. If it don't last but an hour, let's do what God wants us to do while we're here. Praise the Lord. And then you do what God wants you to do while you're here. You won't go through the 30 minutes or 3 hours. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come. Church is good for your soul. Church is good for your soul. God instituted church just like He instituted marriage, just like He instituted the human population on the earth. Praise the Lord. Church is for you. That's something handed down from God. Jesus told me, may the damn thief in the city, God's house is not to be a damn thief. A bunch of crooks and liars in there that took over the house of God. You ain't heard of that happening no more, have you? It's happening every day. Praise the Lord. God's more sick than you give him today. God's more sick than you give him today. Amen. Everybody got to have their own church. Everybody got to have a church. If you're in the will of God, you'll have a church. You won't have to steal it and get it neither. You won't have to lie, cheat, and steal what you got neither. God keep it going. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Anything we say to you, anybody, anything. Everything been said and done. All right. All right. Well, we appreciate you and love you. Come back tonight at 6:30. 7:30 on Wednesday nights. Lord willing, we'll be here. God bless you is my prayer. God bless you and keep you. Amen. Let's shake hands and be friends.